Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. I feel like it's been a while. That's because we did an earlier one last week. But brought to you in conjunction, brought to you in conjunction, I'll say it anyway, with Old City Sports Network. Week 7 is in the books. We've got a ton of stuff to recap. No Sean today. He should be back tomorrow for the Week 8 preview. So us three will hold it down for today. We'll be doing some Comer Chaos today, talking about some studs who struggled. Talking about some studs and those who have struggled in Week 7. And again, some trust or bust. Talking about guys who had a great outing and if they're trustworthy moving forward. And wrap it up with some trade targets. So let's get into some calm or chaos. Quarterbacks are first on the list. And the first quarterback on the list is Jared Goff. A measly 9.36 points against the stout Ravens D. No touchdowns, did have one interception. Is it calm or chaos for Goff?
You just got to play him when he plays at home.
Yep,
I saw this video the other day. He's the number one quarterback when he plays at home. And when he's away, he's like quarterback 26.
Ooh.
It's insane.
Dude, that was like the worst game I've ever watched, bro.
Yeah.
He got pooped on.
I missed it.
I wonder. Yeah. Amon did have a good game, though, so it's okay, Jared. It doesn't matter what Jared does for me.
It matters for me, buddy.
Sorry. He hasn't been too bad away. Just majority of them. I don't know. Just that last game. That was his worst game of the season. I'm staying calm, though.
Staying calm.
Yeah. I forget why. I don't know. They did lose Marvin Jones.
Yeah, they released him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Damn, Marv.
It sounded like it was mutual. It's like,
go to the retirement home.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on to the next quarterback here, Sam Howell. After rising all the way up to very startable, he comes back down to earth with 9 points, one interception, and then only had 2 carries. So another quarterback here who did not have any touchdowns is a calm or chaos for the Wolfpack.
I'm calm.
Quarterback 11 on the season.
He's going to have a pretty
nice
like
schedule
this.
Coming up too.
Yeah, he cooked the Eagles last time. All right, he had a good game against the Eagles. I'm just realistic.
The Kevin Byard-less Eagles.
I think I'm still trusting, at least after the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty juicy. But even with the Eagles, you still could have a good game. For some reason, they play as tight all the time. And Terry always cooks us. So,
yep.
Chill.
Common Sam Howell, next quarterback. Why is he on? Should we skip him? Tua.
Calm.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Nothing much to
Can't
say.
Can't win
there.
Them all.
Nope.
And I'm going to skip the last quarterback as well. He just had one bad game.
You don't want to talk about this one?
It's still calm. He had literally his worst game of the season, 12 points.
All right.
Still calm. Still quarterback 7 on the season. That coach is mentally ill. Austin Eckler's pretty bad too, if we're going to talk about the Chargers. But we'll get into that. That's it for the quarterbacks. Now on to the running backs. Yikes. First one here, Bijan Robinson, 1 carry for 3 yards. What was the point of that 1 carry? Left with a migraine. I don't want a guy that who can't play because of a headache on my team.
Bro, migraines are not headaches, bro.
That was a fluke.
But at the same time, though, like if I'm getting paid that much money, I'll play with a stab wound.
Okay.
obviously, you're calm, though. Unless... he's just a bitch, but might not be. Colin Bijan, I don't know why Sean had to put. Sean's just spiteful because he had bets on him, I guess. Next running back here, Josh Jacobs, 5.1 points. He stinks. Calm or chaos and Josh Jacobs.
Running back 11 on the season. This offense is just a dumpster fire. But Josh Jacobs is going to get the volume when they're not down a trillion. So I'm staying calm.
How often will they not be down to trillion?
Once Addy starts stepping up.
Yeah, fucking Jacoby Myers. yeah, I'll stay calm, I guess. His match, look his at the, schedule look at the looks chat. Hard. Oh, sorry. God, long questions. All right. Kamal, Josh Jacobs. Question here from Priceless Princess. Just ready to commit. And, oh, I can't read. Dude. We'll see how bad this question is. Just ready to commit and Shahid for Kittle and Rondell Moore. Oh, okay. 20 minutes. I was going to say, I should read the whole thing first. Our roster is Russ, JT, Aaron Jones, Tyreek, Christian Kirk, commit. Now Kittle, Jacoby Myers. Good trade.
Great trade.
Why would they do that?
Sure.
Rashid Shaheed. Why would they accept that trade?
Kittle is like light years the best player in that play, trade.
Rondell Moore's awful, though.
He's got Kittle.
Yeah, so is Shaheed.
Nah, Shaheed's better than Rondell Moore.
But okay, Kemet's but Kittle is so much better than
Kemet. Yeah, you win.
I mean,
you win.
Kittle's so much better than Kemet.
Good trade, Pigeon.
Pigeon Princess.
No, Priceless Princess. Next running back here, like I just mentioned, Austin Eckler, 5.6 fantasy points, 45 yards rushing, one catch for 1 yard. Should be a specialty, but not looking too good for Mr. Eckler 2 games back.
He'll be fine. Leave him alone.
He's got to still be hurt. He has to be.
It's nagging. No other
explanation, man.
Once he gets going, he'll get
going. He fluked everyone. He said, draft him in fantasy. But he just wanted your team to stink.
He's good buy low. I'd buy low.
Yo, stop spoiling.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
You just said he stinks, man.
Well, yeah. So
two
I can,
minutes ago, you said
so. I guess so. I can try and trick the Eckler owner to give him to me. I want the stinky player. All give right. me the stinky player.
What are you gonna all trick, right. Sean?
No, his brain is too mushy for Austin Eckler.
Soggy brain.
Next running back here, Raheem Mostert, 6.1 fantasy points, 9 for 45, and 1 catch for 6 yards. It's a calm or chaos for Mostert.
What do you expect when you play the Birds?
The best defense in the league.
Best run defense, at least.
Yeah, but terrible against the pass.
Yeah, this offense will be just fine.
Yeah, whoever was that guy that was covering Tyreek locked him up. Towards the end, I don't know what his name is, but I saw 2 plays he did well. Yeah, I guess it's common Mostert until these other guys are coming back. And the last running back here, Alexander Mattison, 6.2 fantasy points. Cam Akers had 8.1 on less snaps.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Cam Akers is going to start eating in.
I think every time Alexander Mattison gets the ball, he gets smacked. Like, he loves getting hit hard.
He sucks. He had one good run at the beginning of the game, and then after that, it was just shit. I think it was like literally the first play of the game. He ran for like 14 yards, and that was it.
It's insane coming into the season how much different we looked at him compared to now.
We thought he was Dalvin 2.0. Now he's Dalvin 2.0, except Jets Dalvin.
It might be worse than Dalvin 2.0. That's kind of hard. If they played the same, they'd probably be the same. Yeah, chaos and Alexander Mattison, Cam Akers resurgence. Mm-hmm. Sean be livid. All right, let's go into the wide receivers. Comer Chaos, Jamison Williams, big donut. Awful game overall for everyone except for Amon and Jameer. So Comer Chaos on Mr. Vegas.
I want to say calm because I like the 6 targets, but the 2 drops is horrendous. But like
he took the under.
Q said earlier. They just released Marvin Jones, so
yeah.
He's going to get his opportunity. So I think for now I'm staying calm, just keeping him on the bench. And if he keeps this up, he's droppable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after their bye week, week 10 on, he's got a pretty juicy schedule.
All right.
The Chargers, the Bears.
Well, people waited for this guy to come back, and he's doing nothing.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah,
he'll be back. He'll be back. He had 13 the week before.
On 1 catch.
2 catches.
Sorry.
Only one mattered.
Right.
Come on, man.
We'll talk. All right. I guess somewhat Colin James Williams, but Next one. His next third
game of the season.
It's not his first game ever, though. All right, next wide receiver here, probably most hated man in the entire NFL at the moment for fantasy owners. Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
He bamboozled us all. 1.5 fantasy points. Currently wide receiver 37 on the season after looking like he was going to be wide receiver 1 on the season after 1 week. Calm or chaos on Calvin Ridley?
Chaos.
Literally
Christian
not
Kirk
startable.
Clears.
I did not say startable. This on one of the episodes when we did the AFC, whatever, us three. I said Christian Kirk is the same as Calvin Ridley, but cheaper.
I wasn't buying it.
He's well, so obviously, much better. Yeah. I had to make myself believe that, but it's sad because I also traded Matt Furman Dynasty, and he's sucking balls.
Thanks for the first.
Yeah, you're going to get someone stinkier than Calvin Ridley.
Not possible at this rate.
Mm-mm. He'll be back. I'm staying chaotic.
Yep.
But there's obviously a chance for him to bounce back because he's still good. Trev needs to wake up. It's not even worth talking about him. Gabe Davis, 1.6 fantasy points is typical to Gabe Davis.
He's either going to be or Tom or Chaos or Trust or Bust every week.
Yeah.
We'll just move on.
You know what it is,
Vintage Gabe.
He stinks.
Yep.
When he wants to stink. Next wide receiver here, Amari Cooper, 4.2 fantasy points. Third game with fewer than 7. He did have 8 targets, but
you got to catch him.
He's having an issue with. Who knows if they're all catchable? You think he had 6 drops when he has PJ throwing to him against? I don't know. No, the Colts isn't too good. He should have been more involved in that game. That
definitely
was like,
I don't know what
40-40 almost, but I guess I'll stay calm.
It's a little
at some point, yeah. At some point, he has to come back. Deshaun Watson is screwing him over with whatever's going on with him.
Yeah,
Lord knows what that is.
Okay, next wide receiver here. Another weird game. Christian Watson, 5.7 fantasy points. He should have been going ballistic on this defense. What happened?
Bro, Jordan Love.
Yeah, they're starting to hate him again.
I'm starting to hate him big time.
Remember, Cass said Jordan Love was Rodgers 2.0.
Bro, he was he had the 3 touchdowns the first like 2 or 3 weeks. Like he was looking really good.
That's 3 games, brother.
Hopefully things bounce back. Aaron, the whole team is stinky. Aaron Jones stinks.
Chaos for
AJ Dillon's good though.
I refuse to say that.
Proof is in the pudding. You just got to take a bite.
Yep.
Yeah, I love the icing, and then once you get deep into the cake, you're like, this is shit.
I can't believe that Sean put him on. You'd think that I made this document. Cooper Kupp, 6.9 points, 2 for 7. At least we can say that we're trusting Puka.
But
never said we weren't.
Is this going to be like the new thing now where it's like one of them's going to go off and one of them's going to be poop?
I'm only going to say no because
the week before, didn't they?
Puka was like basically poop last week, but the week before he's played 3 games with Cooper Kupp and he's been elite in 2 of them. So I don't know. It probably will be pretty even. I don't know why Cooper Kupp was so garbage this week.
He's getting all the attention.
That's fine. Just don't give Puka that attention because I don't think he'll be able to perform as well.
Fuck no.
Please drop Cooper Kupp. Next person here, Tyler Lockett, 7.8 fantasy points, 4 for 5 with no DK, and 4 or 6 games this season with fewer than 10. Are we still calm on Tyler
Lockett? Chaos.
Yep.
JSN emerge. Jake Bobo.
Jake Bobo.
I love me some Jake Bobo. I had to scoop his ass in Dynasty.
No, I'm pissed I didn't pick him up. Catch of the year, maybe?
It's close.
Yeah, you're calm.
Swag was very swaggy.
I guess you're still calm with Tyler Lockett, but the emergence of Jake Bobo, watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jake Bobo and Puka are going to run this league one day with their non-NFL names. and all right, our last guy here, wide receiver, Devontae Smith. I guess this is a good game for him as of recent. 8.9 fantasy points, no touchdowns since week two, and he's averaging 8.3 points since week three.
Comic chaos. Chaos, yeah. AJ Brown is the second coming of Megatron, apparently.
Megatron, T.O., Randy Moss, everybody.
Put every great receiver into one, and yeah, AJ Brown.
But Devontae Smith is playing the Commanders this week, who he seems to go off against every time.
He always has that one big catch.
Yep. So
that 50-50 ball.
Sell high if you're stressing. Just wait one more week. Sell high after this week. But the offense is still good, so I guess I'll stay calm because at some point, maybe not, that A.J. Brown will get stopped a little, but probably not. All right, that's it for wide receivers. There's only one tight end this week that we are either calm or chaos on, and that is Cole Kmet, who had a donut. And
yeah, fuck that guy. Thanks a lot, Cole Kmet.
He had – no, actually, thanks, Badgent.
No, it's targets, chaos, man. Man.
Yeah.
Why did he not target him once?
Because Dante Foreman was running rampant.
Until he died.
Cole Kmet 3+ receptions. He had zero. They didn't look at him. I felt so stupid.
He looked at him pregame. He said, no way I'm throwing that guy the ball today.
I'm going to give Dante Foreman.
Right. He said, yo, you can run this job, right?
But yeah, that's it for the tight ends. Yeah. I guess all the other tight ends had a pretty good day.
They actually did for National Tight End Day.
Cool. Kmet didn't get the memo.
No, he didn't.
That's it for Comer Chaos. We do have a chat in the chat. Wait, what is this? 20 it's points, rebounds, assists combined for Wemby. A Kelsey touchdown, Josh Allen.
All right, well, 90? That's definitely hitting.
Yeah, the Wemby part's hitting.
And the Kelsey touchdown is probably going to hit. And Josh.
290's a lot. I mean,
I think he's chilling.
No, but you also,
that's combined rushing.
Oh, only two and three is a round robin, I guess.
Yeah.
To only two. Yeah, definitely chilling. Do you win more if all three hit?
Yeah. You like put a certain amount of money on two of them to hit and then all three.
I mean, it's all juicy, but
I hate betting players against score. I hate touchdowns. Hate
betting anytime touchdowns.
Yeah, so Josh Allen is probably the most bugs, but at the same
time, I hate combining sports into a
play. Yeah, that's pretty crazy too. You should have just stuck.
But it seems like this should hit. Two or three should definitely hit.
Yeah, two or three should hit.
I think so.
Good luck, brother. All right. That's it for Comer Chaos. Let's get into today's ad read. The sponsor for this episode is Fanatics. For the NFL season, we are partnering with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merch. Almost halfway point through the season. Now it's time to finally get out to a game, get yourself a jersey to rep your favorite squad. NBA starts, last night, but get an NBA jersey as well. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of the sale going on now. Use the code, I think it's Bud Light, to get up to 65% off site-wide. Go out and get yourself something nice. And again, go to the link in our bio, visit their site. Helps out a ton. We appreciate your support. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into some trust or busting. Starting with the quarterbacks, as always, first one on the list here, Gardner Minshew, 35 fantasy points, 305 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did throw a pick, but did he have 2 rushing touchdowns? And
yeah,
he did. My God.
You read that right. That's Sam Darnold reincarnated.
A trust or bust for Gardner Minshew.
I want to trust him because of how much we were gassing the Browns defense last week.
Yeah.
But
he completed 15 passes.
And the week before, he only had like 12 points. I think he completed
15 passes and had over 300 yards. Come on.
He's airing that thing out and running like prime Mike Vick.
Fluke. Bust.
I can't trust him. I cannot trust Gardner Minshew.
Me either.
But this probably is his best game of the season. Bust Gardner Minshew. next person, because I'm thinking of the next guy here, Burke Buzzins.
Buzzins, baby.
27 fantasy points, beat the 49ers on primetime. No more narrative of him being asked on primetime. Two touchdowns. He did have a pick, but he threw for 375 with no JJ. Are we trusting? Is Kirk Cousins back to being trustable?
Kirk is that guy. And so is Jordan Addison.
He's becoming the new the dollar store JJ. Where'd Matt go?
Bye, Matt. Oh, there he is.
I was looking at the comment in the chat. Sorry.
Yeah.
Still quarterback six on the season, so he's still relevant.
He's a juicer. Mm-hmm. It's a sin that he's projected 15 this week against the Packers.
Yeah, disrespect. After he just did that to the 49ers.
Right. It's absurd.
Before we get to the next quarterback, let's see this pick three for the week. Smitty, Chase, Puka, or Christian Kirk. And then for quarterback, Stroud or T-Law.
I'd go with the last three receivers.
Yep. Yeah.
And no then I think
Stroud plays the Panthers. T-Law plays the
– we got to go with Stroud. Going Stroud.
I think I'll go Stroud.
What if T-Law's playing? Like,
who does he have to play? I think regardless, we're going Stroud. Unless you just want that T-Law-Kirk stack, which I get, but
– T-Law's playing the Steelers, and it's supposed to rain, so I'll go Stroud.
Yeah.
All right. And our last quarterback here, speaking of quarterbacks, Tyrod Taylor. Probably the best Giants performance for a quarterback in a long time. Actually, I can't say that because Danny Jones was good last year.
He was cooking last year.
25 fantasy points. He had two touchdowns and then eight rushes for 25 yards. Are we trusting Tyrod Taylor?
Hell to the no.
No shot, dude. He's playing the Jets this week. He's playing the Jets.
Call it a revenge game?
No.
He's probably played that. First African-American quarterback to win a game for the Giants.
Interesting.
Ever? Pretty crazy. Is
that a fact?
First black quarterback to win a game for the Giants, yeah. I think they've only had two. Geno Smith and I can't think of who else they've had. But
Terrell Pryor.
God, I'm pissed off that I can't think of who it is right now. But, yeah.
Okay.
Not trusting Tyrod Taylor.
Hell no.
Sorry.
Nope.
How about Jalen Yatt?
Nah.
He's not on the list, so I thought I'd bring him up. All right. Let's go into our running backs here. Starting off with Deonte Foreman. 33 fantasy points, 89 yards on 16 carries, and he had two touchdowns and also had another in the air. I think he's hurt. I don't know how hurt he is, but I know he leave the game.
He came back
banged
up towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna say that happened because Cass, a little prematurely, said he was the best scoop of the year, which is pretty offensive.
What the Puka?
Is he not the best scoop of the year?
Puka's the best scoop of the year, but Cass was just hyped because we both thought we were about to beat Dewey.
I know, but you should have kept that for after. Well, he should have kept it for after.
Yeah, well, you know what? That was my fault for saying I'll team up with him.
I'm not trusting down to form.
Really? Even if everyone's out?
Nope. This offense sucks. I'm starting them if
they're all out.
I'll probably continue to start if they're all out as well.
I'm
a
touchdown machine.
Just you wait and see. Trust me, I owned them last year.
Okay.
Different situation.
A worse situation.
All right. Next running back here, Jahmyr Gibbs, finally made his way onto the scene. Set 27 fantasy points, 68 yards rushing on the touchdown, and then also had 10 targets and 9 catches for 58 yards.
As of
right now, are we trusting Jahmyr Gibbs? Because we know when Monty comes back, that's like the Lions.
And now they're saying what they can get from Gibbs when he actually plays. So I think it's going to be more of a 50-50 split.
No, but they were losing like 38-0. They said, okay, maybe the Ravens just let him have one.
Yep.
Can't take it
I'm
away.
I'm not trusting.
I mean, I hope he's good. Monty, as an owner.
Monty clears.
This is irrelevant, but if you look at his like picture on Sleeper, he kind of looks like Michael Jackson.
Come on.
Like, man. White Michael Jackson?
It's like in his transition, I guess.
You're kind of pushing.
I think it's the nose and the eyes.
Yeah, something, but not the hair.
Or maybe he just looks plastic.
Wax.
Whatever.
wax guy. As of today, I'm trusting Jahmyr Gibbs, but when Monty returns, I will not anymore, unfortunately.
Just wait and see.
I mean, I hope he's good. I am an owner. We are owners.
I've clipped this whole episode.
It'll be on YouTube. all right, next running back here, Gus Edwards, 21 fantasy points. He did have, I thought he had two touchdowns, one touchdown, and then an 80-yard catch.
That's one insane. Reception yeah. for 80 yards, and it wasn't a touchdown.
Slow ass.
We're trusting Gus Bus.
No.
All right. That's all I really have much to add. Because yep. Next week it could be Justus. The following week it'll be Kenyon Drake somehow.
Justus.
Or one week it could be Lamar.
Yep. Thanks, Sally.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What, Matt?
What happened?
You didn't see that?
Oh, let's go.
Why does it say PM? Did they message us? Oh, it doesn't say. If you look in the on our side, it says PM. She sent us a private message. Back on track. Next running back, Jonathan Taylor. Finally, 21 fantasy points, 75 yards and a touchdown, and also had three catches on four targets for 45 yards. Are we trusting JT? Also thinking about how Zach Moss basically played the same amount as him.
I told you.
It's not fully his backfield, though. They're still trying to force Zach Moss in there, unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately.
50-50, but you see where JT gets with a 50-50 split. And the Colts are going to be like, oh, shit, we just paid this dude. Let's give him the ball a lot more.
That is nice, though.
Zach Moss is truly doo-doo. Until this year, nobody likes Zach Moss.
Yeah.
Dude, he's good.
I think I'm starting to trust, though. This is the one game I need to see. Too.
Yep, I'm trusting. I'm all in.
I remember when he was, like, the best running back ever, like, 2 years ago. Insane. Yeah. And I traded him for Aaron Jones. TLC, to hear that. next running back here, Najee Harris. 15.8 fantasy points. This has to be his best game of the season.
Finally scored
a touchdown and finally outscored Jalen Warren for the first time this season. He caught all three of his targets for 15 yards. He did lose a fumble. That's and fine. This is only his second game this season with double fantasy points. Double digit, sorry.
Bust.
I'm trusting. I'm believing.
All it took was 15 points for T guys to be like, I'm back.
Bro, right after the bye week, bro, and he had the most receptions of the season. He finally had a touchdown. Like, bro, they just needed the bye week. He was like, yo, give me the ball. They said, "Or," and then the rest is history, dude. Double digits rest of the season.
No, man. Still only 58% of the snaps. Season
guaranteed. Stamping it.
I bet you he doesn't get double digits this week.
How much?
$5.
Get it going.
I would join now, but I don't feel like
Boya Sage is going to have something to talk about that.
If he gets hurt, though, it doesn't count. That's Boyd.
Yeah, that's wash. Unless it's like late in the fourth and he had no chance of getting it.
Nope. I don't care if it's at the 2-minute warning. Boyd.
And they're about to just kneel it.
He gets sniped with 1 second Boyd. Remaining. I guess we're splitting here, but I'm not trusting Najee Harris.
Me.
Do it again. Actually, that's do it about fine. Six more times.
You guys all hated Josh Jacobs, too. So it's fine.
You're hating just Josh Jacobs now.
He stinks now.
RB6 or 11, whatever it was.
Why are you defending him?
Huh?
Yeah, why are you defending him?
Because I own him. In Yahoo.
I just had to make sure. Oh, there's no way you're just defending Josh Jacobs.
Nah, I wouldn't give a shit if I didn't have him.
So you'd be on the other side. All right. And our last running back here, Ramondre Stevenson, 14.5 fantasy points. I think he's put together two back-to-back games of okay performances. No touchdowns, but did have six catches for 51 yards. Are we trusting Ramondre?
Yeah. They're getting him involved in the passing game again.
Fuck Zeke.
True, two straight weeks of him getting six targets. We saw that in week one where he had another 15-point game. So as long as they get him involved in the passing game, I'm back in on Ramonra.
I am as well.
Yeah, it's just a little scary having, like, I don't know, if he doesn't get, like, three of those catches, bro, like.
Yep.
But you luckily, can't take him away.
You luckily can't take him did. Away, but, like.
It's two straight games of five or more catches. Good for him. He's back.
He is.
Not bad. Not bad. Let's get into these wide receivers now. First one on the list, Jordan Addison, 33 fantasy points. What a game from this brother. 123 yards on seven catches and two touchdowns. Should have had maybe three. He almost had three. Are we trusting Jordan Addison while J. Jeff is out?
Even when J. Jeff comes back.
1,000%.
He has one game not in double-digit fantasy points, and that was a game he had a donut, and he had one target. So, I mean, that was a fluke. But I'm trusting Addison fully the rest of the way.
That's actually – I did not realize that he's been that solid.
So solid.
He's been dude, so
good. 13.
Yeah, trusting him for sure. Wait a second. Did I play? Oh, I was going to say, maybe that's the week I played KR, because sometimes he'll have those guys that just do nothing against me because I pray. Yep. He did not do nothing against me. Next wide receiver here, Josh Downs, maybe the new wide receiver one on the Colts. 25 fantasy points, five catch for 125 and a touchdown. Second straight week with a touchdown. Are we trusting Josh Downs?
He's getting up there.
Are you trusting him more than Pittman?
No.
Probably.
Who was saved by that touchdown?
No.
I don't know.
If I have both, I'm starting Pittman.
Yeah,
Pittman. That's three straight solid weeks from Josh Downs.
I will say, I would bench Calvin Ridley for him. You? Would you, Matt?
I don't have him, so I can't say if I would.
I know.
That's probably just not. If I had Jacoby Myers, I would bench Calvin Ridley for Jacoby Myers.
Oh, I'm starting Josh Downs over Calvin Ridley.
I invested too much
Calvin
in him.
Calvin Ridley sucks, dude.
He's so bad. I know this.
So bad.
I'm going to start a hate club for Calvin Ridley.
No, you just got to find it because there's already one there.
I'm start my own.
I think.
You should go back to gambling.
Who maybe he was ass gambling. Maybe he's just taking his unders every week, and that's why he's.
Yo, he probably is.
We are catching on to you, mister.
He said, I am Mr. Vegas.
But as of right now, I guess I'll trust Josh Downs as long as – oh, I guess Minshew will stay the quarterback rest of the year. But he's kind of bugs. Try and trade him for someone more solid, like – sustainable if you can. I don't know who,
like
Drake Calvin Ridley. That's when I was looking at this before. I think maybe Drake trading for Calvin Ridley.
Not, I wouldn't.
You keep Downs.
I would keep. Yeah, I would.
Downs is wide receiver 27. Ridley's 37.
All right, can we stop talking about Calvin Ridley, please?
We moved on. We're talking about the wide receivers, so we'll probably keep bringing him up.
Stupid schmerz.
Next wide receiver.
I'm just going to hate on this guy.
All right, another wide receiver that's better than Calvin Ridley, Courtland Sutton. Another solid performance from Courtland Sutton. Another fucking touchdown. I'm hyping this guy up because everyone hates him except for me.
Generally because maybe Rush is better than Trev.
I don't hate him. I hate Rush.
No, I said maybe T-Gods. Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah, because he's better than Jerry. Anyone named Jerry stinks, except for Jerry Springer, RIP.
Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Jerry's the mouse, right? Yeah. He's pretty cool. He's pretty good. I mean, he's pretty slippery. six catches for 76 yards and a touchdown. Five touchdowns on the year. That's like almost one a game.
I added that in there for you, Q.
Thanks. I would have said it. I would probably lied and said seven touchdowns through seven games. Are we trusting Courtland Sutton?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to trust the stinky quarterback.
No.
Stinky quarterback. This is elite. I know you were.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right.
I was only saying that because I was starting him in the pod league for a while.
oh, shit. yeah, Courtland Sutton making his breakout that he should have had last year, but
yep,
we'll take it now.
Yep.
Next wide receiver, Josh Palmer. Finally a good game with the absence of Mike Williams. I don't know what he's done.
No, he's been solid. I might just
be spewing.
He's been solid.
18 fantasy points.
10, 18.
Yeah, best game of the year so far. 5 for 133. Better than Keen. Just kidding.
Stop.
Are we trusting Josh Palmer? Better
than Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, this, everyone on this list, except for maybe the last person, is better than Calvin Ridley. Are we trusting Josh Palmer?
I'm trusting.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get you a solid 10 to 15-ish.
Yeah, he's getting involved. I mean, he's averaging he's literally averaging 7 targets since Mike Will got hurt. So he's getting involved.
Yep.
How come Mike Will can never do this? I mean, he can never stay healthy, but when he's playing, he never gets this type of consistent production. Josh Palmer Mike looks Williams? Like. Yeah.
Wasn't he consistent last year? Am I tripping?
He started.
He was good last year.
I feel like he slowed down after a while.
Well, he got hurt. He got hurt.
All right, I guess he was
pretty.
Yeah. Q, who were you going to say Josh looks like?
I don't know. He just looks. But I
look scary.
A darker rock. Because of the eyebrow. But yeah, trust Josh Palmer. Let's go into this next wide receiver. I really don't feel like talking about him because I guess I'm sleep on everything Kansas City wide receiver was. Rashee Rice. I would never start him.
Trust. If I had him, I would start him over Calvin Ridley.
I think this should not be called trust or bust. This is just.
Are they better than Calvin Ridley?
17 fantasy points, 5 for 60 and a touchdown. Are we trusting Rashee Rice?
Yeah.
Is this Tyreek Hill?
No,
but he's doing everything I thought Justin Ross was going to do.
Yep.
Yeah,
is that he's friggin' getting arrested?
Nope.
I'm trusting Rashee.
Justin Ross literally got arrested.
When? Recently?
Wasn't he speeding?
No, that was Chris Olave.
Nah, I think that Justin Ross
speeding together.
Am I tripping?
I don't know.
No, bro.
Well, while you look up that police report, we will. For now, I guess I'll trust Rashee Rice, but
you're just receivers a are bugs. Hater.
They're just bugs. Okay, next week it's going to be MBS.
No, it's not.
Promise. This next receiver on the list.
Charges of criminal damage of less than $1,000 and domestic battery.
Whatever that means.
I don't know what any of that means, but he's got two misdemeanors.
He broke $999 worth of shit.
Yep.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba, breakout game with no DK. 16 fantasy points, did score a touchdown. Are we trusting JSN?
Nope.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah.
Game without DK, he finally got involved. Jake Bobo clears.
Yep.
Not trusting.
I'd start Calvin Ridley over him.
Yep, me too.
Oh, we found their first guy.
Let's go.
Question in the chat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that. Need some trade advice. Looking to get a solid running back. Currently have Mixon. Like, I'm assuming Rashad White and Gibbs. Looking to add either Puka, Thielen, London, or Christian Watson. Oh, I would stay away from the last three guys. Well, I guess with the guys I don't think you can get Puka or Thielen with the running backs you have.
No, he's looking to get a solid running back.
Ah.
I think maybe he's...
Wait, your team's good. I mean, the receivers are good. I mean, the running backs
are those his receivers, and he's like trying to do like a twofer.
Oh, I see.
More context.
That's what I think.
He has those wide receivers.
He has those wide receivers.
Yeah, so like a twofer or two for two.
Try and pair like.
I'm selling Gibbs. I'm selling yeah, my I would own sell Gibbs right now.
Gibbs and who else? So, C-Watt?
You're not getting shit for C-Watt. And you're barely going to get anything for London.
So you're trading away Thielen, currently or wide Puka. Receiver three.
Puka wide receiver two.
I'm not
two.
Trading any of them. I'd probably just stay put.
I think you'd just stay put, right. Gibbs look good. Mixon should get back to Mixon, hopefully.
Mixon.
Rashad's been all right.
Yeah. He'll get the job done.
Stay put, hypoglycemic.
I would stay put. Or you see if you just see what running back you can get for Gibbs.
Just put him on the block. See what offers you get.
All right. And our last wide receiver here might be another one where I'd start Calvin Ridley over. Kendrick Bourne, 16 fantasy points, did have a touchdown and six catches. That's a lot for Kendrick Bourne. Are we trusting?
He had 10 the week before.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
It is. Like week one, down, he was so good. Yeah. The next 4 weeks, horrible, and now he's back to being good.
So we're not trusting Kendrick Bourne?
No.
Nah.
And we're starting
only one on that under. Patriots offense I'm trusting is Ramondre.
Mike Gesicki?
Nope.
No.
Not even as a gritty.
All right. That's it for the wide receivers. Let's finish off with some of these tight ends. Two of them. Finally got some good games from them. Darren Waller, 22 fantasy points. Finally scored a touchdown. I think it's his first of the season. Seven catches for almost 100 yards. Are we trusting Darren Waller?
Thank you.
For how bad tight ends are, yep, he's tight end five. Trusting.
He's definitely trustable with Tyrod.
No, because I can't trust Tyrod. And especially this week, they're going up against the Jets. So
the Jets.
They're and good I'm not against, huge.
They're, I mean, they're bad. They're 27th against tight ends, dude.
Oh. Yeah, but Tyrod's going to be under pressure all day.
Yeah, I'll just.
Yeah, Waller. Yeah. Throwing bubble screens all day.
It's not like Darren Waller's playing the Jets for the rest of the season. If we were talking the rest of the season, I'll trust Darren Waller.
I will.
Daniel Jones to sit on the bench.
Less than probably half of his games, he has double digit fantasy points.
But look who his quarterback was.
Okay, and look who his quarterback is.
Well, yeah, this is better.
No, it's not.
All right. Proof is in the play. Last
tight end. You say that one more time.
Last tight end here, Dalton Kincaid. 15 fantasy points. Dawson Knox. broken foot, I believe, and maybe wrist, out for the season.
Wrist. Surgery on his wrist.
I don't know how much Josh Allen likes throwing the ball to tight ends.
He doesn't, dude.
It's how many times, though?
Yes, because he felt bad.
Yeah, it was tight end day, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so you're right.
So are we trusting Dalton Kincaid?
Hell no. Nah. I'm not even scooping. I wouldn't even scoop.
You guys swayed me with the tight end day.
All right, well, I hope he stinks this week because Richie's starting him. All right, that's it for Trust or Bust. I think that was Trust or Bust. That was Trust or Bust. let's get into some trade targets.
Yep.
Buy low, sell high candidates. T-Gods, do you want to give us a buy low?
Sure. I would love to. My buy low is Brock Purdy. He is currently the quarterback 9 after back-to-back pooper weeks. But fraud. Besides, he's not a fraud.
He's a fraud. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Numbers don't lie, all right? This week, he plays the Bengals, which could be a little bit of a shootout. Then he has a bye week. Well, actually, he's in concussion protocol.
So yeah, he might not even play
this week. Then you could buy him even lower. So I love that. And then week 10, coming off the bye, he's got Jacksonville and Tampa Bay, Seattle, Eagles, Seattle, Arizona. Super late schedule. I'm buying low on Brock.
I don't know. I think he's a fraud.
I don't think he's a fraud, man.
I'll never say that he's good.
All right.
But yeah, could I mean, I guess the proof is in the pudding. He is pretty good. Says the numbers. Pudding's
right there. Vanilla flavored.
Yeah, that's okay. Touch that. Matt, give us your buy low.
Buy for the lowest of lows, not Calvin Ridley. It's going to be the other receiver I own, T. Higgins. Coming off the bye week, he got injured in week 4, I believe it was. Missed week 5, was limited in game 6, it seemed like. So, I mean, his value is at an all-time low right now. I think you can get him for a steal. I think this Bengals offense, it's only a matter of time before they really get rolling, and T. Higgins is going to be a part of that. So I'd say go out and get T on clearance right now.
Yeah, like 80% off the clearance price.
Yeah, almost free.
All right.
I'll take him.
I'll hit you up.
I'll give you Amari Cooper.
I never said I was selling.
Oh. Practice what you preach,
brother.
Stop. Nope.
Josh Downs.
I would take Josh Downs.
Who hasn't?
I'll trade my whole receiving corps for Josh Downs and Jacoby Myers and Jake Bobo.
Jake Bobo.
Bobo.
Swing Jake.
Ooh, can I, Jay Jeff?
No.
I'll give you a player that's playing.
I'd rather keep him so nobody else can have him.
Okay. Have fun.
I'm going to lose out with good players.
My buy low is going to be Austin Eckler for that owner that might be stressing. I know ours isn't because mushy brain, but he hasn't scored more than 10 points since his return and didn't see any targets in his last game. So I don't know what's up with this offense, but for someone who might be in need of a more consistent running back, sell him, buy him low.
Yep.
All right. Let's get into some sell high candidates. T Gods, no surprise here.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, because we were talking about him earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Best pick of the year.
Deontay Foreman, the ultimate sell high right now, dropped 33 points. He had 3 touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's be honest here. We got Roshan coming back, Lil Herbert's coming back at some point. The Bears' offense isn't really the greatest. When Justin Fields comes back, he's going to be the one running the ball anyway. So, Deontay Foreman's opportunities are going to be slim. Mm-hmm. But you might be able to start him for a couple weeks, though. I don't
Tariq
know.
Cohen coming back? Him.
Who?
Your name. Your name and everyone coming back. I'm saying maybe Tariq Cohen will come back.
Dude, Cohen, that'd be sick. I liked him. He was like a little Darren Sproles.
No, but at the time, he was hated because he would steal everything from – who was the running back at that time?
Jordan Howard?
Was it? Maybe.
Pretty sure.
I don't know. But he was just a vulture for whoever the running back was.
He was a vulture.
Wait, who was – was it Monty maybe? I don't know.
I think it was mostly Monty. Maybe a smidge of Jay Howe.
But yeah, maybe sell him to someone like Matt who loves Deontay Foreman. Dante.
I literally hate him.
It might have been Monty, you're right. It definitely might have been.
And as long as Justin Fields is out, he could be very valuable. All right, Matt, give us your sell.
Why are you laughing?
Because I know you're just going to get disrespectful.
I'm not going to, but my sell high is going to be Najee Harris. I don't know how high you could sell him for. I mean, it was a second game in double digits for fantasy points this week. Scored his first touchdown through 7 games. Well, technically 6 because he had the bye. He has not received more than 3 targets in a game yet this year, which is where his rookie year he made all of his money. Obviously, Jalen Warren's still heavily involved in this offense. They're splitting that backfield about 50-50 right now. So I'm going to sell Najee for whatever I can get right now.
Sell him for Jalen Warren?
Can't blame you, but I'm trusting Najee.
Okay. Better you than me.
I'd rather start him than Calvin Ridley.
Me too.
Would you really?
No.
I don't know.
Me neither.
If it was between those two and my flex, I'm going Calvin Ridley every week.
Easily going Calvin Ridley.
And it'll just be sad every week.
He could drop a donut every week. I'm starting him over now.
Oh, I should have started Najee.
All right. And I'll finish this out. My sell high is Jahmyr Gibbs. I said practice what you preach. I'm not selling Jahmyr Gibbs. But there's other reasons why, just like the league is too difficult to trade in. But I don't know how much more we'll have of him being solo in this backfield. And because we know when Monty comes back, he is their golden child. So Jahmyr Gibbs will be back to bench warmer. But
hey, don't say that.
Sorry. Back to bench warmer. I don't know how much longer he can do it. So It's like playing that that one game. Crash. Don't wait too long.
Yep. Yep.
But that's it for buy low and sell high trade targets. I do have one trivia question if you'd like.
Yes, please. Do we need paper?
You only have to write one thing.
I think I could. I'll write it just in case you guys think I'm cheating.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I don't have a pen.
Then just use your phone.
I'll trust you, man.
All right. You guys will trust me.
I'm not trusting.
Scratch it into your ashy skin.
What makes you think I'm ashy, huh?
All right. Today's question is brought to you by Fanatics. sorry. What two active wide receivers have had 200-yard games with two different teams?
Interesting. Okay. I know now, one for sure.
One of them is actually on their third team and has not done it with, has not had a 200-yard game, but has done it with the two previous teams.
So someone else is on the third team.
Yeah, one of the one of the two.
Them yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I am stumped. The fuck is so funny, dude.
Someone Bam Bo in the Pod League just asked genuine question. JSN or Sutton rest of the season.
Sutton,
yeah.
I can't even think of receivers right now.
Start thinking.
All right, I have an idea.
They've had 200 yards with two different teams. That's a lot of yards.
I have an idea, but there's no way he did it on the second team. There's no way he did
it. I don't think either of my guys did it. On their second team. Whenever you have something locked to you guys, I'm going to say my two out loud.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to think of the second player.
There's like a couple guys flying around in my mind right now.
Better catch one. Maybe another 30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, I think I got it. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Do you want to give your answers or should I just give them?
No. I think we should give them first.
Yeah.
Do we both have reach?
I do not, but that's definitely one of them.
That is one. He did it with the
Reek Chiefs. Reek was week one. Out of my brain.
He did it week one this year.
Okay. I'll just give my second one then. Amari Cooper.
Matt, what do you have?
I was going to say OBJ and Adam Thielen.
It is Amari Cooper and Tyreek Hill.
Wow.
I'm only good as Sean's genius. Not here. He fogs my brain.
Matt, none of those players were on this list. I don't think either of those players have ever had a 200-yard game.
I didn't think so either.
I'll save some more trivia for tomorrow. But that's it for Week 7 recap. We'll be back with our weekend preview tomorrow. Again, if you're interested in using the Fanatics, go to the link in our bio to take advantage of the current sale. As always, make sure to follow Super Fantasy Pros on all platforms. Also make sure to check out Old City Sports Network. Tons of good podcasts with great sponsors to help us out. Check those out. See you guys tomorrow to break down week 8. Peace.